Deborah Rodriguez. A delay for sealing the deal on a ceasefire agreement in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu blames a last-minute crisis with Hamas for putting off a vote by his cabinet. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer spoke with the cousin of a hostage kidnapped on October 7th.
Do you feel a huge relief?
No, I'm going to feel a huge relief when it's going to be done, when we're going to get all the 98 hostages alive and the dead ones back home.
You won't believe it till you see him.
Yes.
But the ceasefire is still 3 long days away. Overnight, Israel's military attacked Gaza again, while all over Israel, the hostages' families wait and worry about everything that could still go wrong.
Teams in Southern California are stepping up their search for about 30 people still missing in the wildfires. CBS's Charlie DeMar is in Altadena.
The search and rescue process is currently underway. We have seen crews, especially here in Altadena, going home by home, looking for the deceased, going through the rubble, and there's over 7,000 destroyed structures.
Firefighters will get an assist when winds die down today. They're clearing out encampments on the streets of New Orleans.
Scores of homeless in tents under the expressway near the Superdome have been moved to a facility about 15 miles away ahead of the Super Bowl.
We're going to assign everybody to a case manager.
Coordinator Stacey Horn-Koch says they now have a warm place with showers, food, and health services. Critics complain it's temporary and will leave the homeless out in the cold again after the Super Bowl. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Americans were doing a lot of shopping at stores and restaurants last month. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.4% in December over the month before. Analysts say that even though prices and interest rates are both up, a low unemployment rate and rising wages are bolstering economic growth. One of the two astronauts stuck in space got a change of scenery today.
The EV-1 power is coming off. LED is off. ED2.
Station Commander Suni Williams stepped out on her first space walk since she arrived at the International Space Station 7 months ago. She's tackling some outdoor repair work. This year's Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime Achievement in Comedy goes to...
Clearly, you were carved out of a sausage.
Conan O'Brien.
Do you have a criminal record? Have you committed a felony?
I stole a wheelchair. 6 years ago.
In a statement, the 61-year-old funny man says he's not being honored for humor, but his work as a riverboat pilot. He'll be awarded a bronze bust of Mark Twain on March 23rd. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The longtime head of a Kenosha social services organization is coming to Racine. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday that Tamara Coleman will be their new CEO. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha. She'll now head up the 148-year-old Racine Institution. Racine County is seeking civic-minded people to fill two positions on the county board. The openings are in districts 14 and 18. Selected candidates will serve through April. Applications are due by January 31st. Racine Unified is bringing its schools back online after a month-long technology outage. The cause of the problem isn't yet known. Earlier this week, the district board voted to place a $190 million referendum on the April ballot. Closing arguments are today in the trial of Abdullah Rashada, accused of fatally shooting Billy Petty at a Racine bar on New Year's Day 2023. Prosecutors have argued it was intentional homicide. The defense claims self-defense. And the first building in the Kenosha Innovation neighborhood has opened. The new home for the Lakeview Technology Academy officially welcomes students next week as it moves from Pleasant Prairie. The facility is part of a transformative project on the former Chrysler site. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 40. Could see a few flurries by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Then hang on, it's going to get really cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hits WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, getting you through the day.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
Daddy, is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
We'll be right back. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So this American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
I saw a
And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Oh, yeah, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up about half an hour from now, it's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This one from one of the all-time great garage bands. Had one big hit and then gone. Plus Paul Harvey's rest of the story. He's along at 12:05 today on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
For
98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Hits WRJN, and this is one of those songs you waited for at the Friday night dance so that you could slow dance with that person you had your eye on for a while, right? From Procol Harum, here's A Whiter Shade of Pale on WRJN.
Seasick. The crowd called out for more.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Thursday edition of Stuart J. Waddles and the WRJN in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine Family YMCA announced yesterday the appointment of Tamara Coleman as their new chief executive officer. Coleman previously led the Shalom Center in Kenosha. The 148-year-old Racine organization, which operates multiple facilities in Racine County, selected Coleman after a search process conducted with neighboring YMCAs. After a month of tech problems, Racine Unified is finally bringing its schools back online this week. The outages, which started in mid-December, impacted internet and IT systems. As schools return to normal operations, the district hasn't said what the problem was. Earlier this week, the RUSD board voted to put a $190 million referendum question on the April ballot. A trial starts today for a 13-year-old boy accused of attempting to enter a Kenosha school with fake guns. It's in juvenile court with a judge determining the outcome. The teen, not being named, allegedly went into Roosevelt Elementary with fake guns to scare kids. The charge is making a terroristic threat. The trial is expected to take a couple of days. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 40. Could see a few flurries by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Then hang on. It's going to get really cold as we head into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Baby, it's so far away. Well, there's a road in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love,
up this morning, you were on my mind. If you were a cup of coffee, that is WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I got
If that song sounds like a party, you're right. It was written at a party, a Laurel Canyon party, if my memory serves me right, when Simon and Garfunkel were just kind of hanging out with friends, written very spontaneously. The station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
California dreaming, California dreaming on such a winter's day.
got it all on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, another one coming up in just a little bit, from what, well, I would call perhaps, arguably, the ultimate garage band out of California. 1966 was the year for the next Nugget. Minutes away on WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Surprise! Your table saw broke! Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless!
What a waste!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Opening the vault door for you. And another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. A song that hasn't been on the radio and is conspicuous by its absence. So I'm bringing them out and dusting them off. This one from what very well may be the ultimate garage band. Came out of Southern California, Los Angeles. And it was their only top 40 hit. But what a hit it was. A lot of party bands, a lot of bands at the high school parties and dances on Friday night and Saturday night had to play this song at the time. Came out in 1965 and bombed. Didn't do anything. It was re-released in 1966 and made the top 40. How'd that happen? The interesting thing about this song is that the lead singer, guy who went by the name of Sky Saxon, was almost, gasp, 30 years old when Pushing Too Hard came out. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, WRJN.
You're pushing too hard, you're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard, on what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard, pushing too hard. All I
With that famous lyric, doo-wah. Late 66, early 67, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Another one coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN. WRJN.